This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just wanted to highlight something really quickly that I see from comments and, you know, not just specifically on my videos, but in general, you know, so many times when we see people who speak about religion or remind us or come out to motivate us, right, we start kind of like picturing a certain image in the back of our heads, what their lives look like. Right? And it's kind of like this whole imagination of a perfection utopia. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. Every person, whether it's a sheikh or a sheikha or someone who comes out to motivate us, everybody, we're always smiling. Nobody's always smiling, right? We only see on the frame what people want us to see. And it's not like being hypocritical or anything, but you know, if I'm coming on, I'm not going to come on a grumpy day when I'm like all frowning and sit down and start talking about whatever it is. I mean, you know, we already have enough stress in our lives and we want to come out. If I'm going to come and speak about something, I want to give people hope, right? It doesn't mean that's how my life is fully, right? You only see what, you know, I'm showing you. But for example, if I move my camera a little bit to the side, you'll see there's a big, huge mess. There's another mess on the other side. But, you know, we all have mess in our life. It doesn't mean that my life is perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect life. There's no such thing as a perfect husband or a perfect wife or perfect children or perfect families and homes. This is dunya. It's tests and trials. There's ups, there's downs. There's emotions that we go through. And the fact that someone is religious does not mean that they would make a perfect spouse for you. You have to understand that. You can't sit and start kind of like weaving this story in the back of your head like, oh, mashallah, I want a husband like this, or mashallah, I want a wife like this. Do you even know what their habits are? Do you know what their, you know, what they, you know, require in their potential spouse? Or maybe they have things that you would not be able to tolerate. You know, they have certain mannerisms that you would not be able to tolerate. Subhanallah, yes, being religious is very important, but it doesn't mean that two people would be compatible. There's so many other things, right? And the fact that people are smiling doesn't mean that they're 24 hours smiling either. There's ups, there's downs, there's happy days, there's not so happy days, there's grumpy days, and there's crying days, and there's yelling days. Just normal human beings. And honest to God, if we have any other picture than that in our heads, then we are the ones who are failing ourselves, because the only perfection in this whole creation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bil-kamal lahu wahdahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to any human, not to any sheikh, not to any sheikha, not to any scholar. We are all humans and we all have our flaws.